To all of you.
Hallelujah. 愿各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Praise and thank God we all can gather here tonight to worship the true and living God.
我们感谢神今天晚上能够让我们聚集在一起来查考这位真神的一些道理。
During the spiritual convocation, we have a share with one another. Faith is our victory.
我们在联恩会的时候曾经提到说信心可以使我们战胜。
And as a Christian, we truly need to live a life that's full of faith.
那作为一个基督徒，我们需要活在一个蛮有信心的生活。
Because only with full of faith you can overcome our sinful ways.
因为只有你蛮有信心，才能够克服那些罪恶。
Only when we live life full of faith we can overcome our anxiety.
只有我们充满了信心，我们才能够克服那些欲望。
Only way we can overcome to be content is to have to live a life of faith.
然后。我们能够维持圣洁唯一的办法就是用信心来保持我们的纯洁。
Of course, as a Christian, we know that we need to do all these things.
那当然，作为一个基督徒，我们都知道要做这些事情。
Sometimes it's very difficult to do, especially when we're under trial and tribulation.
但是我们也知道，很多时候我们却做不到，特别是在许多的患难当中。
Because faith is something we cannot see.
因为信心是眼睛所不能见
，but the evidence we can hope for.
但是呢，我们可以作为一种凭信的证据。
And our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, a lot of time we cannot see.
我们对耶稣基督的信心，很多时候我们没有办法看到。
That's why we have great faith, and then we can see the things that God has bestowed upon us.
所以只有在我们有极大的信心的时候，我们才能够看到神。所应许是给我们的。
Of course, as we go into our life, you know, our faith in, you know, can reach many different points.
所以在我们的生命的过程当中，我们信心会碰到很多的转捩点。
But our goal is to live a life full of faith.
但是我们的目标是让我们的生命充满了信心。
Just like it's a story about a man who he was, you know, he gonna ride his bike right in Niagara Fall from United States border to the Canada.
就好像说。在有人报道说有一个人他可以骑着脚踏车从美国一直骑到加拿大。
So he goes and put a rope right from one side to the other.
他经过那个尼加拉瀑布用绳子从一边到另外一边。
So there are many audience, many people were watching him.
所以有很多的观众在看他。
And many people, you know, he asked many people, "You think I can do it?" Right?
因为他相信他自己可以做到。
And many people said, "Yeah, you can do it."
然后很多观众就为他欢呼说，是的，你可以做到。
So then, the first time he rode his bike on the rope and he went all the way to the other side.
所以他第一次在绳子上骑着他脚踏车的时候，就能够直接到达对面。
Then he gonna ride it back.
然后他要再骑回来。
But this time he gonna carry something with him.
但是他骑回来的时候，他要在乎的其他的东西。
So he asked the people also, say, "Can you? Do you think I can do it?"
所以他就问那些在场的人说：“你们相信我可以做到吗
？”Of course, many people cheer, "Yes, you can do it."
大家就说：“是的，我们相信你可以做到。
”But then they say, "If you believe that I can do it, why don't you know I'm going to carry you over, right, to the other side?"
所以他就告诉那些看的人说：“你如果相信我可以做到，那么我就可以载着你越过去。”
Of course.If we among the audience, I don't think we would allow him right to carry us across the side.
我相信我们如果是其中的一个观众，我们大概不放心把我们自己跟着他一起坐在脚踏车上骑过去。
Sometimes as a Christian, we always proclaim that we have faith in God.
很多基督徒都宣称他们自己充满了对神的信心。
But when we under difficult situation, then our faith seems like we just you know really far from us.
但是当我们在遇到患难或试验的时候，我们的信心就离我们远去。
That's why it's so important. We need to live a life of faith to trust in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们必须要借着相信耶稣基督，让我们生活充满了信心。
By reading the Bible and praying to God.
我们要借着读经祷告。
Because we need to look on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要仰望神。
But while reading His Word and praying to Him, we cannot look at Him.
但是除非我们能够。向他祷告，我们就没有办法盼望他。
But if we look at him, we will know that he is the author and finisher of our faith.
那你如果能够仰望他，你就知道说他可以使我们创始成终。
And we also need to learn from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也要从基督身上来学习。
Because he is our teacher.
因为他是我们的老师。
And we need to lean on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要从耶稣基督当中来学习。
Because he is our strength.
因为他是我们的力量。
And most important of all, we need to look for Lord Jesus Christ.
我们更要仰望,
because He is our hope.
因为他是我们的盼望。
If we be able to do these things, then very easy for us to overcome everything in this world.
我们如果能够做到这些事情, 那对我们来讲, 要克服这世上的困难并不,
So tonight I'd like to share with you how can we overcome or have victory over boredom.
那我今天晚上所要跟大家分享的是我们如何借着这个信心来得胜这种。
When Han and I was driving up here to Pacifica,
当我跟我太太开车到Pacifica来的时候,
and she asked me what topic are you going to do talk about tonight.
她就问我说你今天晚上要讲的题目是什么?
And I say overcoming boredom.
我告诉他说要克服这些无聊。
Of course, the conclusion to overcome boredom, we need to read and pray all the time, right?
当然我们要克服这些无聊就要读经祷告。
And she said to me, what happened? People always complain when they read and pray, so boring, right? So it's boring.
所以很多人如果说跟你讲说这读经祷告也 让你觉得很无聊呢?
So what can we do then, right? And how can we fix that problem?
那我们该怎么办呢? 我们能够怎么样来解决这个问题?
That's why as a Christian, when we study the Word of God,
所以作为一个基督徒, 当我们查考神的话语,
we need to put into action.
我们要把这些话语变成一种行动。
And when we put to action, then we can experience God Himself.
我们只有把这些话语变成一种行动才能够真正体会到神。
So this is the quickest way to overcome our boredom.
所以这是 一个最简单能够克服无聊的一个方法。
But what is the definition of boredom?
那到底无聊是什么意思呢?
So when you translate in Chinese, what does it say in Chinese? Let's translate exactly.
中文的无聊就是 I'm nothing to do. 无聊的意思就好像 好像生活当中没有什么事情值得你去做。
Yeah, maybe it is, there's nothing to do, right? Yeah, maybe it is nothing to do.
也许无聊指的就是说对生命当中好像没有什么事情有目标去做。
Just think about young children.
我们看看那些年轻的。
When they say they are bored, you think they have nothing to do?
当他们觉得自己的生命很无聊的时候，难道他们真的是因为没有什么事情做吗?
Maybe the house is full of toys, right?
也许他的房子里面充满了玩具。
And we always take them to the park, we take them there, take them there, but at the same time they say they are bored.
他们也常常到处去，但是他们又常常觉得自己很无聊。
So according to the American Heritage Dictionary, boredom is a condition of mental awareness of discontent.
根据美国这种传统文化遗产的字典的这种定义呢，他认为说这个无聊是一种心理状态的这种不满足跟那种虚空。
This is a more accurate interpretation because you say boredom is nothing to do and then if you have something to do, then you won't be bored anymore. So it's not true, really.
所以其实无聊的意思并不是说没有什么事情可做，而是一种空虚跟一种不满足。
But rather discontentment, right? Whatever we do, we cannot be happy, we cannot be joyful.
所以当你不满足的时候，不管你做什么事情，你就没有办法觉得快乐，没有办法觉得喜乐。
That's why I read one of the story in UK that one of the men, he's very rich.
就好像我曾提过，在UK有一个人，他很有钱。
And pretty much in his whole life, he did many things already.
他在他的一生当中，他做过了许多许多的事。
But he still cannot feel content.
但是他仍然觉得不能满足。
So during time, I read that every single night, he and his family spend £7,000 per night on dinner.
所以他每天呢，就跟他的家人呢，每天晚上就花7000英镑的钱。
Can you imagine this?
我们能够想象这样,
so it's almost like what, $12,000-$13,000 US dollars. It's hard to believe.
这将近是一万两三千块的这个美金一顿晚餐。
So that's why boredom is usually people who experience boredom the result of too much wealth, right?
那很多时候这种无聊是因为他有他的 他是因为太多钱财的一个结果
and too much times in their hands
还有他们有太多的时间可以用。
So because a lot of rich people they don't need to work, they don't need to do anything, right? So they are wealthy and also they have so much time.
然后很多人呢，他不需要工作，然后又很有钱，然后有很多的时间。
So because of this, we feel wealthy and we retire and then we become very bored in our life.
所以当我们很有钱的时候 我们就开始觉得生活里面充满了无聊。
But boredom really is an epidemic among the children, the younger people. epidemic is mean it's really worldwide. Yeah.
无聊是有点像是一种在青年人当中变成一种像传染病的一种现象。
Among the children, many of them they always complain that they are so bored. They are so bored.
在年轻人当中, 他们常常就抱怨说他们非常的无聊。
It's hard to believe because nowadays with the technology, there's so many games, there's so many toys, there's so many things to do.
所以我们看到今天有这么多的新的高科技，有这么多的游戏，有这么多的事情可以玩，那他们为什么还觉得无聊？
For example, look at television. They have like 1,000 channels, right? You can have a 1,000 channels watching TV.
所以你如果看电视，你起码就有十几个频道可以让你选。
Video games, right? Computer games, so many things.
电脑的游戏或者是那种游戏机。
But the more games they have, the more things they can do, the more bored they become.
但是呢，他们有更多的游戏可以玩，有更多的东西可以让他们娱乐，他们反而觉得更无聊。
I remember when I was growing up in Cambodia.
我记得当我在柬埔寨长大的时候。
I mean, as age 6, 7, I was running around naked, right?
在我五六岁的时候，在地上跑来跑去都是没有穿衣服的。
What do we do for toys?
我们有什么玩具呢？
Usually, of course, we go and get some leaves and blow on it, right?
To make noise. 去找一些树叶，然后把树叶拿来当吹的乐器。
And the other time, we can find really like Coca-Cola bottle top, right? The steel one, right? You put underneath the train track and they flatten it. Then you put two holes, you go like this, right? And that is, you know, that is so fun to us back then.
要捡到那种可口可乐的瓶盖呢，你就可以穿过绳子，然后把它做成一种很好玩的玩具。
And course, playing marbles and rubber bands, all this kind of stuff make us so joyful during that time.
或者是玩弹珠，或者是玩橡皮筋，我们就觉得那是一件很高兴快乐的事。
Actually, what I'm trying to get across nowadays, people are empty inside.
所以我真正要强调的是说，今天的人他真正的问题是他的内心非常空虚。
Because boredom is, you know, is actually is more of a spiritual thing of for us not being content.
所以这种无聊呢，会觉得无聊事实上是一种精神层面的那种不满。
So that's why many of us in church.
所以很多我们教会里面的人。
I think this is the greatest disorder we have in church. a greatest disorder, a greatest problem we have in a church. Yeah, I think this is the greatest problem in our church because a lot of time, really, God blesses in many things.
所以我们知道说在我们的教会里面有神祝福了很多东西。
Because of this, and then we try to find something to do.
就是因为这样子，我们总是希望找一些事情来做。
Because many of us, really, when it comes to financial and when it comes to material things, we have everything that we need.
所以我们如果去看我们的财务或者是我们物质上的生活，我们发现说我们都有了。
Especially for the younger generation.
特别是指年轻的一代。
But for the old generation, when it comes to this country, they had to work really hard to gain all the money.
过去年老的人，当他们年轻的时候，他们必须要很努力的工作才能够赚得到钱。
But now that the younger children, they can have everything they want, and then many of them feel that their life is very boring.
但是现在的年轻人，他们可以拥有许多以前的人所不能拥有的，但是他们仍然觉得他们生活非常的无聊。
When we feel boredom, and then we live a life of complacency, this means we don't want to do this, we don't want to do that, we just really lay back.
所以当我们开始觉得无聊的时候，我们就 生活就开始散漫，没有目标，不愿意做很多事情。
So now how can we overcome boredom?
那我们如何来克服这个问题？
Of course, we need to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，最重要是我们要对耶稣基督有信心。
And to be able to refocus instead of living our life in this world, but living our life for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，与其要把我们的生活重点放在这个世界上，我们更应该将我们的重心放在耶稣基督的身上。
Let's turn the book of Luke chapter 9.
我们看路加福音第九章
Luke chapter 9 verse 23
路加福音第九章23节
Verse 23
23节
Then he said to them all, If anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke chapter 9 verse 23
23节耶稣又对众人说 若有人要跟从我就当舍己天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So this is the basic teaching from the Lord Jesus Christ, whoever desired to follow him.
所以这是耶稣对那些想要跟从他的人所做的教训。
We must deny ourselves.
我们要舍己。
So if we deny ourselves, how can we be bored?
如果我们能够舍己的话，我们怎么还会觉得无聊？
The reason we are bored because we cannot find different things to satisfy ourselves.
我们之所以会觉得生命很无聊，是因为我们找不到更多新鲜、好奇的事情来满足我们。
And after we deny ourselves.
当我们能够舍己的时候，
then we need to take up the cross daily to follow him.
那我们就能够天天的为主背负十字架。
So in other words, let's take up some burden from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们能够去帮忙背负耶稣基督的这种负担。
And the burden as a Christian.
就像耶稣基督他承载了世人的负担。
And then verse 24 says, For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
所以二十四节提到说，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧失生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。
So in other words, the reason many people who experience boredom because they are obsessed with themselves.
那很多之所以会觉得无聊的人，是因为他们太强调自己的需要。
And a person who is self-centered cannot be happy.
那些太强调自我的欲望的人就没有办法。
But a person who always focuses on the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是如果能够把我们的重心放在耶稣基督，
they be able to deny themselves and follow him.
他会因为舍己然后来跟从主。
And only then we can find the meaning of life.
只有这样我们才能够找到生活的意义。
Because in verse 24 say, whoever desires to save his life will lose it.
就好像二十四节所提到的，凡要救自己生命的，必要丧失掉生命。
In other words, in this world, if we really focus on our life in this world, of course, on the end, we will fall into temptation, then we will lose our life.
就好像说，我们如果活在这个世上，然后太重视自己的生命，到最后呢，会因为这些诱惑而失去自己的生命。
But if we live our life not to focus in this world.
那如果我们活在那种不将重心放在这世界上的生活，
And then this is the time we truly find life in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么我们就能够从耶稣基督的身上找到真正的生命。
So that's why it's so important for us as a Christian. We need to serve the true and living God.
所以对我们来讲，作为一个基督徒来讲，很重要的一件事情就是我们要能够服侍这个真神。
How can we be bored in serving God?
我们怎么可能一旦我们能够服侍真神，我们怎么还会觉得无聊呢？
Look at as council members.
我们看看我们教会的那些负责人。
Especially the general affair, right?
特别是总务。
You can never be bored.
他怎么可能会无聊？
There's so many things to do in church.
因为教会里面有太多的事情需要做。
Just the renovation in church alone, there's so many things to do.
刚刚我们看这教会里面的一些杂物就有那么多的事情要做。
So if we really focus on God's holy work, and then we will feel very joyful after we finish a certain task that we want to finish.
所以我们如果能够把我们的重点放在教会的圣工上面，我们就能够从中得到喜乐。
So in other words, if we want to change and overcome this boredom,
所以你如果想要克服这种无聊，
we need to change our ways of life and the way we focus our life.
那我们就要先改变我们的生活，还有改变我们生活的重心。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 6.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 19.
马太福音第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 19.
第十九节。
Do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Verse 20.
二十节。
But lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal.So we see in these two verses, this is the focus we need to have as a Christian living in this life.
这两节当中提到说，我们生活里面需要看重的作为一种基督徒真正的生活的重点。
If we want to lay up treasure on this earth,
我们要积存财宝在天上。
And it doesn't matter how much treasure we have on this earth, we will feel like we can enjoy one day, but that.The next day, you're all going to feel bored also with that thing.
所以在地上，不管你积存了多少财宝，在有一天，你就会发现说，这些财宝都会过去。
For example, a brother he loved to ride motorcycles.
就好像我有一个兄弟，他喜欢骑摩托车。
And his dream, he was sharing with me, and and since he was young, he always wanted to buy multiple motorcycles.
所以他以前告诉我说他，一直希望能够买好几辆的这个摩托车。
And then he bought two motorcycles.
所以他买了两辆。
And they are quite expensive also.
那是非常非常贵的车子。
Of course, the first several months he ride it quite frequently.
所以在前两个月头两个月的时候，他就常常骑着他的摩托车出去。
But after several years later, now he's looking to sell both his motorcycle.
但是呢，过了几年之后呢，他现在就想要把他的摩托车给卖掉了。
Because riding his motorcycle in the beginning, right, it seems so much fun, this and that, but after a while it becomes so boring.
所以刚开始的时候，他或许会觉得说这个摩托车可以带给他很多的乐趣，但是在经过一段时间之后，就开始觉得无聊。
So in other words, when we lay up treasure in this heaven.
所以当我们，I mean in this world，当我们如果积存财宝在这个地上，
actually the moth and the rust will destroy. This means actually sooner or later we will lose a kind of feelings for it.
就好像这里所提到有虫子会咬也能锈坏，那就相当于是说。 我们喜欢一个东西，过了一段时间之后，我们就开始不再那么喜欢。That's
just like Solomon.
就好像所罗门。No
one can have more than Solomon.
没有人能够比所罗门更富有。But
at the same time, why on the end of his life did he say that vanity, everything is full of vanity?
但是为什么在他生命终了之前，他却说空虚的空虚，一切都是空虚。Because
all the treasure he laid is on this earth.
因为他所积存的所有财宝都是地上的财宝。But
for us, we need to lay up treasure in heaven.
但是我们却要想办法积存财宝在天上。As
long as we have treasure in heaven, we always gonna feel content.
只要我们能够时常积财宝在天上，我们就会觉得。Why?
Because the rust and the thief will not come and destroy it.
因为贼不能来偷我们财宝，然后虫子也不能。So
we build the focus on these things.
所以我们必须要把我们的重点放在这些。And then
none of us will feel boring or have boredom.
那这样我们就不会再觉得我们生命充满无聊。Because
the things in this world we know is very temporary.
我们知道世上的事都是暂时的。But
even though for many years as you come to serve God, we reminded this kind of stuff every single day.
所以我们要常常在这种日常的生活当中自我提醒这些事情。But
the trick is inside our heart, we need to be able to overcome it.
而且在我们最重要是在我们的内心里面，我们要能够真正来克服。And
to truly understand it.
然后真正的了解。That
the things in this world is only temporary.
这所有世上的事都是暂时的。Let's
turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
Verse 24 and verse 25.
24节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24.
彼得前书第一章
24节。 Let's start from verse 23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Verse 24.
24节。
Because all flesh is the grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass withers, and its flower falls away. Verse 25.
25节。
But the word of the Lord endures forever. So we want to overcome boredom. This is the focus we need to have.
所以我们如果要克服无聊，那这是我们应该要注意的。Remember,
we are born again.
我们知道我们是从主重生的。But
not of corruptible seed.
并不是从那些可以朽坏的种子。So
this means if we sow our treasure in the things of this world, that seed is corruptible.
那这世上的所有事情事实上都会朽坏的。But
if we sow the seed in heavenly kingdom,
但是我们如果能够把种子撒在天上,
and this seed is incorruptible,
那些种子是不会朽坏的。But
in this world, just like many things, it's just like grass.
这世上的很多事情就好像花草,
one day it will wither and be gone.
它有一天必然枯干然后成为过去。
Even though we can have, you know, be so glorious in this world,
我们虽然在能够世上得到许多的荣华,
but also one day it will be gone.
但是这些荣华都会成为过去,
but the word of the Lord endure forever.
但是只有主的道是永远长存的。
So this means everything that God teaches we need to do and to follow, and only then that we can overcome our boredom.
所以神所对我们的教训，我们要能够学习，能够行出来，然后自然能够克服无聊。
As a workers of God, I think sometimes I also feel sometimes it's boring, right?
很多时候，作为神的仆人，我也会觉得无聊。Because
we don't really do too much stuff, it's exciting.
因为我们的工作其实并没有太多很兴奋的时候。Every
day seems the same thing.
好像每天过着同样的日子。Get
up.
早上起来,
then you just pray,
你祷告,
read the Bible,
你读经,
at night you go to service.
然后你就去带领这个聚会,
and this is pretty much it.
这是大概就是所有的生活.
And once in a while we can go fishing with the brothers, I get very excited. Yeah, going fishing.
所以有时候我要是能够跟弟兴一起去钓鱼, 那我就觉得非常兴奋.
I'll go play basketball, go play sports.
我们能够去打篮球或者是去打球.
But can you imagine the older ministers?
但是你可以想象说那些其他的传道人,
they don't play sports,
他们不会喜欢运动,
they don't go fishing. So because of this, we feel that their life is very boring. But actually, if you really talk to them,
但是你如果去跟他们谈,
many of them behold the glory of God.
他们很多人都,
and they know all these years they've been serving God, they're storing up treasure in heaven.
他们知道说他们许多年的这种服侍神是将他们财宝积存在天上。
Can you imagine any job that you work in the world, you can work for 30 years, never call in sick.
你有办法想象说你在世上的某一份工作你可以连续工作30年然后从来不请病假吗?
I don't care how strong we are, right? Nobody for 30 years without calling sick is hard to believe.
我不相信说你的，我不相不管你的身体有多么健康，但是你要工作30年都不请病假。
But serving God, right? Many senior ministers never call in sick.
但是你如果去看我们的传道，很多人工作了30年却从来没有请过病假。
For me, I broke the record already. I call in sick once already, right?
我自己就已经破了这个记录，我已经请过病假。
And many of them never take vacation.
还有很多的传道人从来不度假。
If serving God is so boring, why did they be able to do it for 30 years without taking vacation, without taking sick leave? It's hard to believe.
如果说作为传道这个工作是这么的无聊, 那他们怎么可能说连续这样做30年既不度假也不请病假?
So what about for us? We are the same thing.
那我们也是一样。
We should not feel that life is boring.
我们不应该觉得生活是很无聊的。
But rather life is full of excitement, especially when we're serving God.
生活事实上可以充满了许多的兴奋，如果说我们知道，如果我们能够专心的服侍。And
the reason sometimes I feel also that I'm bored.
很多时候当我觉得无聊的时候。
Because actually I feel I don't do what I need to do.
我常常觉得我没有去做我该做的。
And maybe my relationship with God is not that great.
也许我跟神的关系不是那么的好。
So because of this, I'm also looking forward, just like the senior minister, that one day I truly can behold the glory of God and feel the kind of servitude, you know, to serve God, how wonderful it is.
所以我也常常用这些资深的这些传道工人作为榜样，希望有一天我也能够像他们一样，能够真正服侍神。
So why when we work in the world, we can call in sick and we go on vacation?
所以我们在这世上工作的时候，我们会请病假，或者说需要去度假。
It doesn't matter how much we make a year.
不管我们一年赚了多少钱。
Whatever we do in the workplace, actually our efforts seem to be very little.
我们对这个世界世俗上的这个工作的这种伦理跟那种职业道德好像只有一点。
Because the only compensation that we get in return is money.
因为我们从这世上工作所得的报酬就是金钱。
And that's the only thing that keeps us going and work.
然后这是唯一让我们能够继续在这个工作上待下去的原因。
But when we serve in God,
但是当我们服侍神的时候,
actually, many of us, we do it voluntarily.
我们都是出于自愿。
But we know that we are sowing up treasure in heaven.
因为我们知道我们将财宝存在天上。
That's why it's very interesting in Africa.
所以在非洲有时候是蛮有趣的。
When we started a ministry in Ghana, the ministers get paid, get allowances.
当我们刚开始在加拿传福音的时候，那些传道工人
actually, their allowances compared to the work, you know, the people who work in Ghana is a lot of money.
但是他们所能够拿到的钱呢，比起加拿那些的一般人呢，算是不错的待遇。
But then when we start a ministry in Kenya,
但是我们从 Kenya 开始传福音的时候,
they feel like we should not give any kind of compensation.
他认为说我们不应该给传道人这些额外的金钱的补助。
But amazingly, what group do you think work harder and more zealous for God?
那你猜这两个地方到底是谁能够更努力的工作?
Actually, the group is in Kenya who do not get paid.
事实上是在没有完全没有报酬的这肯亚他们。
And the reason we feel that they have such zeal to serve God because when they serve God, they serve really from a pure heart.
那是因为我们认为说，当他们热心的服侍神的时候，是他们真正发自他们的内心。
And because of this, God gave them really a lot of experience in their lives.
那神能够让他们的生活里面真正去体会到神的存在。
So because of this, that's why when they serve God, they truly know that they serve the true and living God.
所以当他们在服事的过程当中, 他们就体会到说他们所服事的是真正的神。
That's why even in the United States,
所以在美国,
we know our minister get paid very little.
我们知道传道人的薪水是很微薄的。
Of course, to me, I don't think it's very little.
但是对我来讲, 我不认为那是微薄。
It's enough money for us to live and have enough food and a place to stay.
它可以带给我们有足够的食物跟给我们有一个
But if our church pay $100,000 a year for the ministers,
如果我们的教会付给传道工人, 年薪10万块,
for sure I think we'll lose focus on serving God.
那我相信这些传道人, 他们这个工作的重点可能就不再是,
so for us as congregation,
所以对我们这些信徒,
when we serve God, try to serve from a pure heart.
我们服侍神要发自我们的内心,
and to understand that whatever we do for God, we store up in heaven.
我们要了解说我们所为神做的任何一件事情都是积存财宝在天,
and because of this, we can never be bored.
就因为这样子，所以我们这种服侍不会让我们觉得无聊,
because this treasure can, you know, continually to add on every single day.
借着我们每天的服侍, 那我们在天上的财宝就每天的增加。
But if you work in the world,
但是你如果在这世界上,
if we make a lot of money,
我们赚很多的钱,
and we can buy everything that we want,
我们可以买任何想要的东西,
and afterward we also become bored.
但是在那之后, 我们就开始觉得无聊。
Because the thing in this world is very limited.
因为这个世界上其实是非常, 受限制的。
But our storage in a heavenly place can never be full.
但是,
our storage, storage of our treasure storage can never be full.
我们的那种, 存财宝的这种财宝箱在天上是绝对不会被填满。
But the last point,
最后一点,
for us overcome boredom,
我们要克服无聊,
we need to go out and preach the gospel.
我们必须要出去传扬神的福音。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 16.
我们看马太福音16章。
So the trick to overcome boredom is to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们, 如何来克服, 如何来克服这种无聊,
and to believe that when we serve Him, we have treasure that's stored up in heaven for us.
我们知道当我们服侍神的时候，我们是积财宝在天上。
So that's why for us to serve in church is a great blessing.
所以我们服侍神是一种,祝福。
But before Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven,
当, 耶稣升天之前,
as we read Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16.
我们看马可福音16章。 马可福音第16章,
and it said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16.
看16节,
he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17.
17节,
and this is the sign will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Verse 18.
18节,
they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not by means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. You can see how exciting it is when we go out and preach the gospel.
所以你可以看到说当我们出去, 传扬福音的事, 是多么令人振奋。
Those of us who preach the gospel in faith,
他们凭着信心去传神的福音,
and then we'll be able to, you know, sign will follow those who preach in faith.
这里提到说那些信的人必有神迹随着他们,
be able to cast out demons,
可以赶鬼,
and then we'll be able to take up serpent, if we drink anything deadly, we cannot be dead.
即使说我们手拿毒蛇或者喝了什么毒物也必不受害。
And we can go out and, you know, and heal the sick and heal the lame.
我们可以去帮助那些病人得到医治。
So we truly have this kind of faith as we go out and preach the gospel.
我们要有当我们出去传福音的时候我们要有这样的信心。
When all these things follow us,
当这些事情都跟随我们发生,
then our life will never be boring.
那我们的生命就不会无聊。
But at the same time, we need to put this kind of teaching into action.
我们必须要把圣经里面这种教训, 把它实践出来。
Just imagine church is like, it's like a house.
就好像说教会像一个房子。
If we stay in our house every single day without going out,
我们如果每天都是留在房子里面不出去,
I can imagine it would be, this life would be very boring.
那我想可以相信说这种生活就会越来越无聊。
But as we serve one another in church,
那我们彼此服侍的时候,
then we also have to go out and serve our Lord Jesus Christ by preaching the gospel.
那我们也要走出去, 借着传福音来服侍神。
And only then we can throw up treasure, right? So our treasure can be stored up in heaven.
那只有这样我们才能够真正将我们财宝存在天上。
So may God continue to guide us and strengthen us.
愿神能够继续带领我们。
Never feel boring in our life.
让我们生活永远都不会觉得无聊。
Because when we feel bored in our life, this means we're not serving God enough.
因为如果我们觉得生活充满了无聊，这表示说我们服侍神服侍的不够。
At the same time, we need to have faith.
我们同时要有信心。
That everything we do for God is never in vain.
我们为神所做的每一件事都不会白费。
But rather we lay in our treasure up in heaven.
这是将我们的财宝和财富积在天上。
And if God opens a spiritual eye, we can see very clearly that the treasure is waiting for us.
愿神能够打开我们的心眼，让我们看见说那些财宝其实是在等。
So now we're going to come up and pray together.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
So we continue to pray for the outreach and passing work in Northern California area.
我们为我们湾区和加州的圣工来祷告。
So please also keep me in your prayer because next week we have two spiritual convocations in New Jersey.
也请各位弟兄姐妹为我代祷，因为我下星期呢会有两个联恩会在 New Jersey.
And we also continue to pray for our brothers and sisters who are physically ill and also spiritually weak.
那么为那些身体欠安的还有灵魂软弱的弟兄姐妹祷告。
In our prayer, we need to have faith that God will take care of every single one of us.
我们在祷告中，我们要有信心，相信说神会看顾我们每一个人。
And strengthen us who are weak.
能够让软弱的人得到力量。
Now let's come up and pray together.
我们现在一起到前面来祷告。